morning, everyone. The Marion County Coroner's Office now confirming that a seventh person has died from injuries in the accident at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. The family of 24-year-old Megan Toothman of Cincinnati made the decision to take her off life support after organ donation surgery Monday. Megan was a high school cheerleading coach at Turpin High School in Cincinnati. Tony Helmelgarn is the school's athletic director.
It's a huge loss to our community, without question. It's really unbelievable that you could go to a concert and have something like this happen to you.
And the lawsuits are emerging in the wake of the state fair stage collapse. Former Marion County prosecutor Carl Brizzi has been hired to represent the family of security guard Glenn Goodrich. And a hearing today will be held in LaPorte County, where a lawyer is calling on the state to preserve the wreckage. The state attorney general's office will be represented at that hearing. Indiana State Police say a Boy Scout leader did nothing to provoke the attack in which he was fatally stabbed on the Nickel Plate Trail in Miami County Sunday. Police say 76-year-old Assistant Scoutmaster Arthur Anderson of Kokomo was in the wrong place at the wrong time. The scout group was church-sponsored, and Alan Harvath with the Kokomo Church says the community is in shock.
The boys were right there when this happened, so, you know, the trauma they're dealing with, I think we're all praying for their ability to deal with it, and we're praying for, obviously, Art and his family.
Police say Anderson was leading two scouts, ages 11 and 12, and had stopped to discuss a tree when 22-year-old Shane Golitko ambushed him from behind. Anderson had been involved with scouting for more than 50 years. The Indiana Tax Court has ruled that state officials exceeded their authority when they used a provision in state tax law to shut down a southern Indiana puppy mill. The court ruled that the State Department of Revenue and Attorney General's actions didn't conform with Indiana law authorizing jeopardy tax assessments. When the two Harrison County women who owned the dogs couldn't immediately pay the $142,000 the state wanted each of them to pay, state police and Humane Society members seized their 240 dogs. The state then sold the dogs the next day to the Humane Society for $300. A state lawmaker is concerned that money from the state that the state made from the leasing of the Indiana toll road could run out sooner than expected. Republican Representative Ed Soliday of Valparaiso says the state needs to find a way to cover more than $5 billion in transportation needs. That number is growing by $800 million a year, according to a Purdue University study. Soliday chairs the General Assembly's committee studying the state's transportation and infrastructure needs that meets today. In 2006, Governor Mitch Daniels leased the Indiana Toll Road to foreign investors for 75 years in return for $3.8 billion. The money was intended to pay for transportation projects over 10 years. And a southern Indiana county is preparing for a weekend celebration to mark the reopening of its historic courthouse following an $8 million renovation that repaired damage caused by a fire in 2009. Indiana Supreme Court Chief Justice Randall Shepard will give the keynote address during Friday's rededication ceremony on the Jefferson County Courthouse steps. The festivities will continue Saturday with music and open houses to show the public the work done to restore the 1855 building. WFYI weather, today sunny with a high of 87. Tonight mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 68. Wednesday partly sunny, a chance of rain and storms with a high of 90. Mostly sunny on Thursday, 84. And then Friday through Sunday, sunny with highs near 85. Right now we have clear skies, 64 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Sharon. 7:34 in sports. Coach Jim Caldwell and the Colts aren't considered.